fine, please. Please, I'm almost there. Almost there. Almost there. Hey, that's okay. Of course, I understand. I know you can help yourself. I wear these stockings. Did you so fast? Too. Yeah, I'm fine. Really, I'm good. Better than good. Great, in fact. Just. Just tired. Yeah, I guess. It did wear me out. You're amazing. And you make me feel amazing. But it is late and I could really use some sleep. No, you should go home. I know you have a busy day tomorrow. You're gonna want to, you know, get ready at your own place with your own stuff and your own shower and I make lousy coffee. Your shirt is over there. Near my shoes and panties. Careful, don't trip. Underwear and ankles are not a bad combination. Your pants are on the chair by the window. Yeah. Did it swing open again? It happened earlier this evening when I was getting dressed. And last time you were here. Come to think of it, watch must be broken. Pull it close for me, will you? My hero. Okay, yes. I'll call you tomorrow. No, not in the morning. After work. Okay, a lunch. No, I can't meet you for lunch. I have that thing. The presentation. Yeah. You've got your keys? And your wallet? Everything? Last time you had to come back. Yes? Good? Okay. I adore you too. Okay, good night. Good night. Just close the door behind you. I'll lock. Yes, good night. Okay, he's gone now. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Could he be more boring? This is the boy I obsessed over for better part of a year? The guy I fantasized about? The one who made me confess my feelings to some fake-ass dime store witch? I'm smarter than that. Hell, my shoes are smarter than that. And now it's like he's obsessed with me and those damn stockings. He's always wants me to wear them when we go out, when we stay in, when we fuck. Why do I have such a hard time saying the word? Did that witch call me a poor, proper thing? Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck! Pussy. Cunt. Ah! There! Not the, fucking is exactly the magical and mind-blowing experience, I hope. What is it about boys? They get laid for the first time and decide, hey, that worked. Why change anything? They spend 1,000 hours leveling up on a computer game or learning a layup, but when it comes to sex, hey, I got it up. What more do you need? I can't believe I'm getting off less now than I was when I was fantasizing about him. I'm still horny. Fuck. Okay, so, do something about it. The witch said I was modern and aware of my needs. Just a little uncomfortable with them. Well, I don't have to be. I can take matters into my own hands and... Oh wait, what time is it? Almost midnight. I have to get the stockings off. Hold on. Why do I have to do anything? Because some con woman sold me overpriced lingerie? Though come to think of it, I don't actually remember how much I paid for them. Still, it's all mumbo jumbo, right? Magic has rules. Yeah, sure. I don't see a lot of magic here. All these stockings do feel amazing. Quickie McSquirty is right about that. Everywhere they touch feels just a little electric. What did that witch say? Spun from cobwebs and spider silk. Feels the power of darkness, the tingle of what's forbidden. Funny how I can remember everything she said. She really was beautiful. When she suggested that she wear the stockings and have me touch her, that was... that was... Oh. Whoa, what am I doing? I've never fantasized about a woman before, especially not some grifter pretending to be a witch. I must be desperate. Hey, did that window swing open again? How is it doing that? Let me pull it shut. There. Good thing I'm four stories up. Take Spider-Man to get up the back alley wall. I bet he'd fuck me. Spider-Man meets spider stockings. I bet the witch would fuck me too. Ah! What? Why do I keep thinking about her? She was a faker. Oh, so superior and smug. Don't let this gorgeous young body fool you, dear. Like, she has all this experience and confidence and only looks my age. All hot and sexy. The way she smiled at me, like I was a snack, and the look in her eyes, she told me I was pretty, and that kiss. Wait, what kiss? She didn't kiss me, and she sure didn't, I sure didn't kiss her. I mean, did I? Weird that I remember everything about being in the shop right up until the end, that I was home, trying on the stockings, and dreaming up excuses to get Mr. Squirty to touch them, and he did, and now it's like he's all fucked, and I'm not. Well, fine. Fuck them both. I can say that. Fuck them both. I'm going back to getting myself off. I'm gonna stretch out on my bed and finger fuck myself, and I'm not going to take off the stockings. It's 11:59, and I'm gonna leave them on. How do you like that for rules, bitch? I do feel really good, all clingy and tight, and if I rub my legs together, my feet against each other, is that what McSquirty feels when I wrap my legs around him? The tingly energy? I'm just gonna rub my thighs, stocking inside my hands, up and down the back of my thumbs, just grazing, teasing myself, rubbing my legs together, not touching where I most want to be touched. What did that witch say? Denial is my aphrodisiac. What if it was her touching me? Stroking my thighs, going up, going down on me, that smug little tongue. I wrap my legs around her. How do you like that, bitch? Wrapped up in my webs. Oh my god, I'm so wet, so wet. My legs are so sticky. Hey, my hands are stuck. My feet, I can't pull them apart. My feet are stuck together. My legs too. The stockings are they've turned sticky. Shit. I'm stuck to the bed, to the mattress. I can't move. It's like, oh my god, it's like I'm webbed to the bed. My feet and legs, my hands, these stockings. And no. The witch said they were made of spider webs, but not real spider webs. They can't be. Wait. They're moving, spreading up my thighs over my wrist. This isn't happening. They're knitted together. About to touch my. Oh, oh dear God, that feels. Oh, oh, that's amazing. Tingly energy, that's my. Oh, sand against my pussy. Oh, threads pulling tight against my clit. Oh. Crawling all over my ass and my crack. Oh God. Oh, I like that. Oh yes, wait. Wait, stop. This is crazy. I'm being webbed up. I'm being webbed up. I gotta get loose. I'm suffering. It's sticky and tight. Fuck. So electric everywhere. Loving touches magic. Shit, that's it. It's magic. What? What time is it? 12:01. I broke the rules and I'm stuck. Fuck. Fuck, I'm stuck. I'm stuck and I'm gonna come. I can't believe it's gonna make me come. No, that's the trap. The tingling, it's making me fucking come. Me wrapped tighter. I'm so. Skin of my ass and tight against my cunt. I can't stop moving. I'm tangled. This gooey threads and I can't stop moving. Shit. It's up over my belly, my ribs. If it touches my tits, I'll lose it. I gotta get free. I gotta. Oh, my tits is around my tits. Oh, my nipples, please don't touch me. Oh. God. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna make me come. Oh. Oh. Yes. Spiders, tiny little spiders, every one spinning a strand of web. There must be thousands. Oh, I can feel it in my hair, not my hair, working around the sides of my head. I can't move, I can't move. Wait, what is that sound? Door? He came back. He must pretend to forget something again. Hurry, please. The window swinging open like before. How? Why is that coming through my window? Oh God, is that what is that what's been watching me? Waiting for me to break the rules? It's huge. All those hairy legs. All those eyes. I'm bound up tight. Chest compressed, but gotta scream. Scream. Someone hears me. No. Don't web up my lips. Don't web up my mouth. No, please. I have to scream. It's coming. It's coming. Mm.